The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Vav, and we are five lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The topic of the daf the last few days was the sugya of Nechsei Hager. Nechsei Hager is treated as Hefker, and as a result, any person that's machzik b'nechsei hager could be zoicha. The Gemara discussed, does that mean that if a ger leaves over 100 acres of land, and somebody goes and he's nol gadar uparat, he makes a chazaka on one little part of land, he'll be zoicha everything? What are the parameters? So the Gemara discussed different halachas. One halacha, the Gemara brought in the name Rabbi Yochanan, is hametzer v'hachatzov mafsikim b'nechsei hager. That if within the land that belonged to the ger, there's a meitzar. If somebody would be machzik on one side of the meitzar, the chazaka would not work for him to be able to acquire the land that's on the other side of the meitzar. The same would be true if there was chatzav. The Gemara in today's daf is going to tell us that chatzav was a plant that was actually planted by Yeshua ben Nun and his contemporaries to use as a divider within the Tchumim of Eretz Yisrael. So if there'd be chatzav in middle of the Nechsei Hager, a chazaka on one side of the chatzav wouldn't work for the land that's on the other side of the chatzav. From there, the Gemara went on to discuss whether Meitzer and chatzav are considered dividers in property with regards to other areas in halacha. And the two areas that the Gemara discussed were Peah and Tumah. The Gemara brought a machlokes amayron, both in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, whether Meitzer and chatzav is considered a hefsek linyan Peah and Tumah, or it's not considered a hefsek linyan Peah and Tumah. What was the halacha of Peah and Tumah? We would be negay this machlokes. So Peah is very simple. The halacha is that if you have a field, one of the matnas anim that you have to leave is Peah. So if you have a large parcel of land, again, 100 acres, something really, really big, it looks like maybe one field from the outside, but in halacha, how do you treat it? Do you treat it as one field, which would imply that there's one chi of Peah, or maybe there's several fields in between? So the question is, if there's a nachal or a shlulis or a derech, so that's already something that's discussed in the Mishnah. Where the Amiram argued was a meitzer and a chatzav that would be within this large parcel of land. Would it be considered a hefsek linyan peah? So that each area within the respective meitzer, within the respective chatzav, would have its own chi of peah? Or no, maybe the meitzer and the chatzav is not considered a hefsek. Where was the negei hilchas tumah? So the Gemara brought a gishmak a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where we know the rule is safik tumah b'shus hayochid, for that reason, if somebody enters a field, Bershus HaRabim, where people used to be less inclined to walk on the field, they didn't want to trample on the crops because it would ruin the crops, thus it's considered a Rishus HaYachid. If somebody finds himself in a Sofik Tumah situation, for example, there was a Kever or there was Tumah in this field, you entered the field, you have a Sofik if you touched it or not, Sofik Tumah Bershus HaYachid, Sveikoi Tomei. Stating that, Rabbi Eliezer says a Chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you have a large Bikah, and the Bikah is subdivided into several different fields, one of the fields had Tumah, you have a Sofik if you entered the field that had the Tumah. And in reality, even if you entered the field that had the tumah, there's a suffik if you even touched it, Rabbi Eliezer matar. And even though it's a suffik tumah b'shus hayachid, but says Rabbi Eliezer, suffik tumah b'shus hayachid sveikei tomei, only if there's one suffik. But if you have two sveikas, you have a svek sveika, like in this case. You have a suffik if you entered the field where the tumah is. There's another suffik, even if you entered the field where the tumah is, maybe you didn't touch the tumah, svek sveika. Even b'shus hayachid, Allah is going to be sveikoi tahar. So there too, it'd be negeya, a meitzer and a chatzav. Is that considered a divider within this large field? So that if there was tumah within one meitzer or within the borders of a chatzav, and you entered the bika, you're not sure if you got within that chatzav, within that meitzer, and there was tumah there, would it establish a svek sveiko? Maybe it wouldn't be considered a border, thus it wouldn't establish svek sveiko. Either way, a machlokes amayron, whether meitzer and chatzav is considered a divider le'inyin peyah, whether meitzer and chatzav is considered a divider le'inyin tumah, says the Gemara. There's really another area in halacha where the Gemara could have expressed this Shaila of Meitzer and Chatzav, and that is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara didn't mention this halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, it's mashma then, avol Shabbos loy, that everybody would agree that a Meitzer and a Chatzav is not considered a divider with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav says no, afilu inyan Shabbos. It's negay even Hilchos Shabbos. What's this Hilchos Shabbos? The Gemara, the Tanya, relented a braiso, hoitzi chatzi groigris l'shus harabim, v'inicho. If somebody carried a chatzi groigris of food into a shus harabim and he put it down, so he did an akira of chatzi groigris in a shus hayachid, And then he did a hanocha. He placed it in a rishus harap. And then he did it again. He took another chatzi gregus from rishus hayochin and brought it into a rishus harabim. The halacha is chayiv. And the reason it's chayiv is because it was done behelim echad. The Rashbam explains that the melacha of hitzah, which is one of the lametes melachas, has a shear. What is the shear? So if you remember from years ago when we learned Masechta Shabbos, there's like 20, 30 dafin in the Masechta that discuss the shear le'inyan hitzah as it relates to different things. So if it's food, it's one halacha. If it's a medication, it's something else. If it's a piece of wood, it's a third shear. And it's daf al gabi, daf al gabi, daf. There's a disproportionate amount of real estate in Masechta Shabbos dedicated to what the shear is of respective items as it relates to Shabbos. But one thing is clear. There is a shear. For food, most foods, the shear is a gregus. So if somebody would carry a gregus, it'd be chayiv. If somebody would carry less than a gregus, potter avalos. We'll see later more precisely what the halach is. But you're not going to be chayiv. So the brayso over here discusses, when somebody carried a chatzi gregus, which is less than the shear, and then he carried another chatzi gregus, he did a peshoigig, do you bring a karban chatos, or do you not bring a karban chatos? So if it was behelam echad, which means it was with one forgetting, there was no yediyah, he wasn't not a shoygik in between the two hoitzois, the halachas is going to be chayef. B'shnei halamos. If after he carried the chatzi gregris, he wasn't a shoygik anymore, meaning he remembered, oh, it's Shabbos, I wasn't supposed to do that. Then, like a batlin, he forgot again, and he carried another chatzi gregris. So the two halamos are mechalik, the two malachas, and as a result, you're not going to be chayef. Rabbi Yossi says, behelim echad, even behelim echad, it's possible for you to be potter. Because the only time you chayef, even behelim echad, is if it's b'shus achas. If the two oitzois were taken into the same rishus harabim. But b'shtei rishuyois, let's say you carried a chatzi gregus into one rishus harabim, and then you carried a chatzi gregus into another rishus harabim. All the rishus harabims are not one long, extended rishus harabim, but there's many, many Rishus HaRabim that the world is made up of. So let's say you carried a Chatzi Gregus into one Rishus HaRabim and another Chatzi Gregus into another Rishus HaRabim. In that case, you're going to be potter. Well, my Rabbi said that the only time Rabbi Yossi said that two Rishus HaRabims are considered a hefzik, meaning they're mechalikli in karmichatos, so that a Chatzi Gregus, afilu behelam echad, into one Rishus HaRabim. And a Chatzi Gregus with that same helam into another Rishus HaRabim, would it be mitzdarif? That's only v'hushi yesh chiv chatas b'nei. If in between the two Rishus HaRabims, there's an area that if you would carry from that place to a Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim to that place, you'd be chayv chatas. In other words, there would have to be a Rishus HaYochid in between the Rishus HaRabims. Because the only time you'd be chayv chatas, the only time there's the iraisa, the ge'isr hoitzah, on Shabbos, when you carry Mirushus L'Rushus, is if you carry from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. So says Rabbi, if the Mokon that's in between these two Rishus HaRabims is a Mokon Chiyiv Chatas, again, what does that mean? It means if you carry from it to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to it would be a Chiyiv Chatas, then we say that that Mokon is Mafsik between the two Rishus HaRabims. So a chatzi gregus to one and a chatzi gregus to another, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not going to be chayv. Aval karmelis, but a karmelis which is considered a rishus chashuva, the inyan Shabbos, but only on a derabbanon level, not on a deraisa level, because if you carry from a rishus harabim to a karmelis, or from a karmelis to a rishus harabim, you're not going to be chayv. It wouldn't be considered a hafzik. Abayu amavai said, afilu karmelis, even if there'd be a karmelis that's mafzik between the two rishus harabims, the halacha is according to Rabbi Yossi, you'd be potter, because a karmelis could also be mafzik between rishus harabim. What wouldn't be mafzik? Avol pislaloi. If you have a small little board, for example, something that's known in Hilcha Shabbos as a mokum tor, so it's not a karmelis, it's a mokum tor, without getting too into Hilcha Shabbos, that wouldn't be a hafzik. Rav Amar, Rav said afilu pisla. Even a pisla, even something as insignificant as a pisla, something that's considered a mokum tor, it's not even considered a reshus le'inyan Shabbos, even that would be considered a mafzik. And the Gemara says, "Oz the Rava the time this is Rava l'shitasei." The Amar Rava said, "Rishus Shabbos ki rishus gitin dami." That the definition of rishus with regards to this halacha is the same as the definition as rishus linyan gitin. And just like linyan gitin, the halacha is that azoyer get leishta, if somebody throws a get to his wife and it lands in her chatzar, the halacha is she's megureshes. Kinyan chatzar, the whole sugi is the beginning of parak azoyer. It's learned in the sugi's of Mesechtis Gittin. However, if she had a little pisla inside her chatzar, and the get didn't land on the ground of the chatzar, but rather it landed on this pisla, the halacha is that she's not going to be megureshes. Because we look at the pisla as a reshus bifnei atzmai. So if it's considered a reshus bifnei atzmai in Gittin, so too it's going to be considered a reshus bifnei atzmai with regards to this halacha of Rabbi Yossi, that if there was a pisla between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaRabim, the pisla's mafsik. We look at them as two different Rishus HaRabims. L'may nafgimina, hoitzi chatzi gregers l'shus HaRabim zu. The chatzi gregers l'shus HaRabim zu. Even though the two hoitzois were done behelem echad, still the halach is going to be that you're going to be part of. So again, bring it back to our sugya. We're discussing a meitzer and a chatzah. Is it considered a hefsik or is it not considered a hefsik? With regards to being machzik b'nichsei ager, it's considered a hefsek. With regards to pay and tumah, machlokes amirah, said the Gemara, what about Shabbos? So from yesterday's daf, it sounded like avilin and Shabbos loy. Nobody said anything with regards to Shabbos. Rava said avilin and Shabbos. What is that sugya? It's negeya shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that two rishuyos harabim are mechalek with regards to someone that carries a chatzi groigris rishus harabim zu and a chatzi groigris rishus harabim zu afilu behelam echad, where ordinarily you would be chayiv chatos. But two rishuyos harabim are going to be mafsik. The question is, if there was a meitzer and a chatzah that was mafsik between the two rishuyos harabims, what would be the halacha? So the pashtus from yesterday's daf was l'inyan Shabbos loy. And why is that? It's based on Rabbi Shita in the Gemara, Abaya Shita in the Gemara. They need a Mokum Choshev to be mafsik between the two Rishuyos. Either you need a Rishus HaYochid, V'hushi Yeshchiv, Chattis Benem. Even Abaya, that was a little bit more Mekel, he said at the very least you need a Karmelist to be mafsik. You need a Rishus Chashuva to be mafsik. Who was the one that said that the Meitzer and the Chatziv would be considered a hafsik? Rava. Rava mafilin in Shabbos. That's the Isfir of the Gemara, the way the Rashbam explains it. Rava letame. It's Rava l'shitase. Because Rava said, afilu pisla, even a Mokum Torah is considered a hafsik. The Gemara said, Rava letame, doma Rava, Rishus Shabbos, ki Rishus Gittin. But this is also Rava letame. These are all the same Ravas. Rava holds even a pisla, even something so arbitrary, like a fire hydrant in halach is usually considered a pisla. Even something like that would be considered a hefsik. Rava holds the meitzer and the chatzav would be considered a hefsik. Either way, so we have here a little bit of a pocket of Hilcha Shabbos tucked away. Bava Basrun and Heimat Beis, Bava Basrun Daf Nunvav. And believe it or not, there's actually a very important Marum Mokim as it relates to Hilcha Shabbos that's in a Rashbam right here in Cheskes Habatim. The Rashbam is a few lines from the bottom, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. So again, the context of the Machloikis, Meitzer and Chatzah, is it considered a Hefsek Linyan Shabbos or not considered a Hefsek Linyan Shabbos, is Negei is somebody that carried, he did the Malacha of Hoitzah, which incidentally is the first Malacha that's discussed in Masech Shabbos. Masech Shabbos begins with Yetzias HaShabbos, begins with the Malacha of Hoitzah. There's a shear for how much you have to carry in order to be chayev for hoitzah. The shear with regards to most oichlin is a gregers. We're discussing someone that carried a gregers, but he did it in two shots. He did a chatzi gregers, and then he did another chatzi gregers. According to the chachamim, it depends if it was behelam echad or b'shnei alomis. Behelam echad, you're going to be chayev. B'shnei alomis, you're not going to be chayev. Rabbi Yossi adds another caveat. Rabbi Yossi says, afilu behelam echad, you're only chayev if it was the same Rishus HaRabim. If it was a different Rishus HaRabim, chatzi gregers went to one Rishus HaRabim. The other chatzi gregers went to another Rishus HaRabim. In that case, you're going to be potter. Machlekes amayram. What's mafsik? What would be considered a divider to establish two rishuyos harabim? Which is the way it comes into our sugya. Meitzer and chatzav. Is it considered a mafsik or is not considered a mafsik? But the Rashbam says one thing is clear: that in order to be chayev for hoitzah, you'd have to carry a shear. So what's the reason for it? Dr. Rashbam, four lines from the bottom. Masechta Shabbos Tanan. Hamoitzi oichlin chayev begroiris. De b'Shabbos meleches machsheves osre toira. You have to do a malachas machsheves. V'loi chashiva hoitzas dover chashev v'pachas mika gregers. You want to know why you have to carry a shear. And if you don't carry a shear, you're not going to be chayiv. It's because there's a din malachas machsheves by Shabbos. So the criteria that governs Hilcha Shabbos is different than the criteria that governs Kola Teira Kula. In Shabbos, there's a special halacha that besides for having to have das for what you're doing, Malachas Machshavas Asur Teira. That's why you find the sugya of Dovah Shein Mischavin. That's where you find the sugya of Shinui. You find the sugya of Kalachayad. You find the sugya of Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa. Mesasik. It's all predicated that Shabbos fathers not only that you do the malacha and you do it knowingly, but it's a malachas machsheves. The Lamatas malachas were learned out from the 39 malachas that were considered chashuv b'melechas hamishkan. And the melechas hamishkan was done by artisans. They were done by real professionals, top-notch professionals. And they did their work b'melechas machshavas. So we learn from there that the only time you're ever going to be chayv for Shabbos, if it's melechas machshavas, it's Dr. Ashbam, you want to know why there's a shir, and you want to know why if it's bachas mikashir, you're off the hook. You have nothing to worry about. It's because melechas machshavas also turned. And this is a very important Rashbam. Because muscha rishon, the sugya is very shver. Why is it that if somebody would carry chatzi gregers, which is pachas mikashir, forget about the second chatzi gregers, it's so poshut that you're off the hook and you didn't even do anything wrong. What happened to the sugya of chatzi shir? Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Yuma Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Yuma Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is awesome in HaTorah. Even Rish Lakish holds chatzi shir is awesome in the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is awesome in HaTorah. This that you find shiurim, the Issa Nevelos, Bekezayas, etc., etc., is only with regards to the Oynish. But we learn from the parsha of Chalev that chatzi shir is awesome in HaTorah. So at first glance, why is it that if somebody would carry chatzi shir, is he not over Shabbos? And a chinami, there's a shir. And maybe as it relates to the chi of Koris and the chi of Misas Bezin, for that you would need a shir. But that's poshut. If you hold chatzi shir asam and atayra, why in the world should Aitzah be different? This Rashbam is a maramokin. The Rashbam is saying that it could be Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos, there's another t'nai. Melechis machshavas asr tayra. And avivayit it's pachas mikashir. It's not the shir that bothers me. But pachas mikashir is a hechitimtsa. It's a proba that I don't have melechis machshavas. So mali if I don't have melechis machshavas because it was a dovashayim eschavim. Mali if I don't have melechis machshavas because it was shinu kalach hayad melachas in tzrika lagufa, or if I don't have melachas machshavas because it was pachas mikashir. It's not the fact as a felt and shir. It's a felt and shir. For that you have a ribuy of kolchelev. For that you have the svaras of chazil itztarufe. All the kumasin that when ishtabru on one of the most gishmakas sugis in shas of chatzi shir asam and atayra. But there's a different problem here. There's an issue of melachas machshavas asra tayra. Oh, it's not melachas machshavas. So even if you'd have a shir and it wasn't melachas machshavas, you'd be out. The point is that it could be the reason there's no chatzi shir by Shabbos would be because of a new svara, this Rashbam here tucked away, Bava Basra, Nun Heyam at Beis, and that is by Shabbos, Melachas Machshavas Asr Torah, and if Avivayit, it's Bachas Mikashir, it's not going to be considered Melachas Machshavas. But the emes is, this Shaila, and without going too detailed into it, but a few very high level Mar Mekoymas, is it so poshit that there should be a chatzi shir by Shabbos, or there shouldn't be a chatzi shir by Shabbos? And the first Ma'ar Mokim is the Chacham Tzvi in his famous tshuva, quoted many times by the Minchas Chinuch, where the Chacham Tzvi said a chiddush that was Ma'arish Elomis. Chacham Tzvi said that even though there's a sugi of chatzi shir asam in HaTorah, but it only applies to Isurei Achila. It's learned out from Kol Chelev. It's learned out from a parsha of Achila. Chacham Tzvi said Tzfaris, maybe why that should be the case. But the bottom line is, said Chacham Tzvi, Chatzi Shir Asam HaTorah, richtig. But the only time Chatzi Shir Asam HaTorah is wherever there's Isurei Achila. But to the extent that there's no Isurei Achila, the halacha is not going to be that way. The truth is that this Rashi is Miraf Sinigri. It's a Rashi Mesach the Shabbos Tavayin Dalar Medalev. Because Rashi over there says Mefurish. It's in the sugya of Boirer. The Maramokim is Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And over there, the Gemara is discussing if somebody would do Boyer Pachas Mikashir. And Rashi says it's Poshit. Boyer Pachas Mikashir would be Yasser because Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. So you see two things in this Rashi. Number one, you see that there's Chatzi Shir even when it's not Isuri Achiva. Number two, you see that there's Chatzi Shir even by Isuri Shabbos. Not like this Rashbam, where the Rashbam said that it could be Yisurah Shabbos is going to be different because Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. I'll just tell you one thing, Ein Bes Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and that is I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, Shabbos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, first page in the Sefer. He says that the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes says, Eina Moitzi Mirshus Lushus Chayev Ad Sheyoitzi Kishir HaMoyel. You have to carry a shir. Mirshus Hayoch Lushus HaRabim. Let's say you did Akira, but you didn't do Anocha. Or you did Anocha, and you didn't do Akira. Oy, shahoitzi pachas mikashir. Or you took out a pachas mikashir. Zok the Rambam Potter. So he said, Gevaldik. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, sets out the guidelines for every time he's going to use different terminology, definitions, in his Hilchas Shabbos, you should know exactly what it means. Again, the Rambam says, if somebody carries, pachas mikashir, potter. So when the Rambam says potter, what does that mean? So the Rambam explained it in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. V'chol mokim shenema shal isa dover zeh potter, says the Rambam. Every single time I'm going to write in my Hilchos Shabbos that if you do this, it's potter. What does it mean? Harei zeh potter min hakoris, umin haskila, umin hakorbin, aval osra lasos oisoi dover b'shabbos, it's osra to do it, v'isuroi midivrei soifrim, and it's osra midirabonon, harchokam in amalocha, v'oisa oisa bezodin, makinoisei makas, mardis. But it's only osra midirabonon. See, he makes a gavaldig idea. The Rambam says if somebody carries pachas mikashir, it's potter. What does potter mean? Potter aval osir. But what kind of iser in the Sidra Bonan? So you say, Meris, if somebody carries pachas mikashir, it's not osir midiraisa. It's only osir midra Bonan. Why is it not osir midiraisa? What happened to chatzishir osir midatayr? So if you want to tell me the chacham tzvi's chiddish, that chatzishir osir midatayr is only by yisura echilim amel. But there's a lot of problems with saying that in the Rambam Shita. One maramakam is the Rambam says, if somebody steals afilu pachas miprut es chayiv, and the Magen Mishnah, all the nice kelim say, you know why? Val chatzishir osir midatayr. So in the Rambam, it's mavur that chatzishir is not limited to yisura echilim. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? It's not the pshat in the Rambam, it's this Rashbam. A new svar. Hilchos Shabbos, not that echilim versus not echilim. But when it comes to yisura Shabbos, melachas machshavas osur Torah, either way, there's a lot more to talk about on this note. Zok to Gemara, in sham loy meitzav leichatz. So going back to the original sugya, which is cheskes habatim, nichse ager, which is hefker. And someone's machzik v'nichse ager. And the shaila was, if somebody makes a chazak in one part of his nechasim, does it mean he's kind of everything or not? So we know that a meitzer is mafsik. We know that chatzav is mafsik. Says the Gemara, what if there was no meitzer and there's no chatzav? What's the mafsik then? Again, 100 acres with one null gadu uparatz. So the Gemara, pirish Ram Marinus Mishmoy. So Ram Marinus, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, said over Mishmoy Shal Rabov. Mishmoy Shal Rabbi Yechon, Kol Shen Nikras Al Shmoy. A little bit of a tongue twister. Anything that's considered one field, Balashan Yachid, a chazok in it would get you everything. But if it's considered fields, the Lashon Rabbim, that's why the Rashbam explains the Gemara, then it would be many. So you're right, if the 100 acres of land are known as Chanyankel's field, then one null gadol uparatz gets you all 100 acres. But if it's known as Chanyankel's fields, Chanyankel's properties, then the halacha would be the Heichidami. Give me an example. I'm Rapapa, the Karli Begargusa the Planya. You would say it's Pliny's waterhole, Balashin Yachid. So then one chazak in it would get you everything. Yasser Avachabar Rabbi Kamid Ravasi. Yasser Vakamem Shmeid Ravasi. Barchanino, Chatsuva, Mafsik, Benichse Ager. This halacha. Chatsuva, Chatsav is Mafsik, Benichse Ager. My Chatsuva. Omrab Yudam Arab, Shaboy Tichem Yeshua Li Yisrael Esa Oretz. It's the plant that Yeshua Benun used as a divider to divide different people's property. The Omar Rabbi Yudam Arab, on the note of the tchumim of Yeshua ben Nun, we get a little bit of a agadita, a little bit of a breather. That Yeshua ben Nun, when he wrote Sefer Yeshua, based on a Gemara, the Rashbam points out in the beginning of the Masechta, remember the Gemara discussed who wrote the different Sifrei Nevi'im, the Sifrei Ksuvim. So Yeshua ben Nun himself was the one that wrote Sefer Yeshua. So Yeshua ben Nun wrote Sefer Yeshua. He listed many, many cities that the respective Shvatim got. Now, he didn't mention all the cities, so what was the method to the madness? Had Yeshua ben Nun decide which cities to list and which cities not to list? Zok Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, Yeshua ben Nun listed the cities that were in the Salah Gvul. Tos points out that it doesn't mean the Gvulin of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that any city that divided or that was on the border of Eretz Yisrael, Klapi Chutz La'aretz, that he listed. Because if that was the case, there would have been a lot less cities listed than are actually listed. Many, many, many cities. But all the Gvulin, for example, the Gvul between one Shevet's land and another Shevet's land, or maybe even within Shvatim's lands. The point is, anything that was considered a gvul, it was a border property, that's what was listed. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Kol She'areihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chayiv B'Maisa. Any city that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayiv B'Maisa. It's considered Eretz Yisrael, and there's a Chayiv B'Maisa. Zok T'Gemar Lafuke Mai, what's it coming in Lafuke? Lafuke Kini Knizi and Kadmoini. We'll see a lot more about that in a minute. Tanya Meir Oimer. What a Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini. These are three cities that it sounds like technically should be part of Eretz Yisrael. But being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show those cities to Moshe, they're not treated as Eretz Yisrael in Yemaiser. What are these three cities? So Meir said, Naftucha, Arva, and Shalmo. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Har Seir, Amen umoyev. Rav Shimon Omer, Ardiskis, Asya Vaspamya, the Rashbam says it's Machloikis, meaning the Tanoim, Namiron. They were unsure what exactly these three cities are. But either way, there were three cities that you would have thought Sol Kedai Techamina should be part of Eretz Yisrael. What were these three cities? What the Torah refers to as Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, stating that they're not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And the reason they're not considered part of Eretz Yisrael is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show them to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was only the lands that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu that ultimately got Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Meisr. But any other land, even if it's maybe considered Eretz Yisrael, but the Inyan Meisr Al-Kaponim, it's not going to be considered Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly is Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini? So a little bit of background, a little bit of the rest of the story. So we're all familiar with the seven nations that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time that the Yidin entered Eretz Yisrael b'mei Yeshua Benon. They were commanded to enter Eretz Yisrael, conquer the land. Hachrim tacharimim. You have to wipe out the nations that were living in the in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Lo yisachaya kol neshama. And they're known as the Shiva Umos, the Shiva Amamin, different synonyms. But the point is the Knanim, which were divided into seven nations. The truth is, they're mentioned many times in the Torah. One example, Parshas Vaschanon, Dvarim Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Kiviyach Hashem Elokecha El Oretz Asher Atabo Shom Lerishto. V'Noshal Goyim Rabim Miponecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you get rid of the Goyim Rabim that are living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Who are they? Hachiti V'Agirgoshi V'Amoiri V'Aknani V'Aprizi V'Achivi V'Hayavusi. Shiva Goyim Rabim V'Atsumim Mimecha. So these are who we know as the Shiva Umos. But the emes is that if you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, by the Bris Bein Absarim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu famously promises to Avram Avinu that he's going to have children, Kechol Hayom, and that they're one day, after going through 400 years of Shibud, going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Bayei Mahu Karas Hashem Es Avram Bris Leimar, Lizarachi Nosati Es Oretz Azois, Minahar Mitzrayim Ad Nahor HaGodol Na'aparos, from Sea to Shining Sea. Within those borders, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavram, there are many nations. Who are they? Esakini, Vesaknizi, Vesakadmoini. Three. Vesachiti, Vesaprizi, Vesarifoyim, Veshoemoiri, Vesaknani, Vesakirgoshi, Vesayavusi. So you have not seven nations mentioned over here, but there are actually 10 nations mentioned over here. The one that's mentioned, incidentally, Rephaim, corresponds to one of the other of the Zion Umos. But in addition to the Zion Umos, there's another three. This Keni, this Knizi, and Kadmoini. Zog Rashi, Zog and Chazal, Eser Umos Yeshka. Really, if you count the Umos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram, there were 10, not 7. But V'loi Nosan El Shiva Goyim. But Hashem only gave him 7. Vashloisha, the other three, Edoim, Umoyo, V'Amoy, those are the three, so we have three opinions in our Gemara. V'im kini, knizi, v'kadmoini, asidim li'ois Yerushal Asin. The Kali Yisrael are going to get, but they weren't ready to get it at that point. It's something that we're going to get, lost of lovish. Shenemar, Edoim, Umoyo, v'mishloach yodom, u'bnei amam mishmatam. Al koponim, so now you know the rest of the story. Or you're starting to know the rest of the story. There are the Shiva Umoyos, but really there were supposed to be more than 7. They're really supposed to be 10. What were the other 10? Kini, we don't say these in Psukah de Zimru by Vacharis in Hebrews. Kini, Kinizi, and Kadmoini. These three are technically part of Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to get it, but it's loss of love. These are the three nations that our Gemara said that even though they're really part of Eretz Yisrael, Vaharaya, they're in the Bris Bein Absarim. However, as it relates to Chiyav Maestris, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show those lands to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's for that reason that they're not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But the emes is that if you look around in the Psukim, there are many Psukim that mention not 7, not 10, but there's actually different numbers. Parshas Boy, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei, V'Oyikiviyach Hashem Al Eretz HaKanani, V'Achiti, V'Amoiri, V'Achivi, V'Hayavusi. 5. Asher nishba l'avisecha los yislach eretz zov aschal v'dvash v'avadut as avoyda azoyis b'chodesh azeh. Again, v'yuki v'yacho Hashem Elokecho el eretz haknani v'achiti v'amoyri v'achivi v'ayevusi. What happened to the other two? So the emes is Rashi says v'alfa pishaloimon el chamisha amin, even though we only mentioned 5, kol shiva goyim b'mash, but really it's all 7. Shekulam b'chlal knani hem, really all b'chlal knani. So don't says Rashi, be medayik, a pasuk in the Torah, that mentions 5 and not 7, sounds a little dachuk, because really it's supposed to be 5. But the Vilna Gaon, in a brilliant, brilliant shtickle, kedarkei b'kodesh, v'ruyin advarim v'misha amram, in Parshas Bullock says that Avada was written b'kavana. You can't tell me that it should have said seven and instead it said five. So why does it say five? So the guy is pashut. Because the pasuk over here is not just talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael and it describes it as an Eretz Zov Aschal V'Vash. But the guy in Gazak, that it was only these five lands that was Zov Aschal V'Vash. It wasn't all seven. Which five? Knani, Chiti, and Moiri. Chivi and Yevusi. These were the five that was of a Schal V'Dvash. And that's why this pasuk that doesn't just say Vayu Kiviach Hashem Aleikecha El Eretz Kenan, but it says El Eretz of a Schal V'Dvash. Oh, we'd be emphasizing Zav Eschal V'Dvash, so we're only listing the lands or the nations that populated an area that was Zav Eschal V'Dvash. The other two wasn't Zav Eschal V'Dvash. It's for that reason it's not mentioned. And the Goyen said that the emes is there's another diak, another Dava Tamu at first glance, and that's in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk over there again is describing the Yidden entering Eretz Yisrael, and it says that when you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a mitzvah to destroy everything going on there. Says the pasuk, "Rak mi ori amim ve'el asher Hashem lekechem loisim lecha nachal loisachayu kol neshom." Can't let one labor digger neshama get away. Ki hacharim tacharim. Who? Hachiti va'moiri, haknani va'prizi va'chivi va'hayevusi. You know who's missing? Gergoshi. Kashet Zivcha, Hashem lekechem. Leman asher yilamdu eschem lasik yichol te'avoyisam. So we mentioned six. What happened to the seven? Zok de Vilna Goyen. Again, it's bediktu gadol. It's not six out of seven, like Rashi said in Parashas Bo, five out of seven. It's mentioned b'kavana this way. Why? Because Girgashi left Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden entered the land. And again, I forgot to bring a Gemara Gittin with me. But Tosef Masechtas Gittin brings Yerushalmi Masechtas Shvi'as. That when Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael together with Klal Yisrael, he sent Shluchim. And he gave the people living in the land an ultimatum. He gave them three options. One of the options were, leave peacefully. If you leave peacefully, we won't have to roll our sleeves up, we won't have to fight. If you want to put up a fight, then you're going to see what's going to happen. But otherwise, they had an option to leave. And one of the seven nations that were there, Zok de Yerushalmi left. And that was Girgashi. Zok de Goyen, if Girgashi left, means it was never chal loisachayu kol neshama, it was never chal the mitzvah of hachrein tachrimim with regards to Girgashi. That's why it mentions, ki hachrein tachrimim, hachiti, v'hamoiri, Vaknani, Vaprizi, Vachivi, Vayavusi. It mentioned six. It doesn't mention seven. Zok de Goyen. You know why? Because Girgashi is the one that's omitted. He left. So you find ten. That's what Hashem promised Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Avsarim. The Zion Umois plus Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoin. Ultimately, Klal Yisrael, Yarshin, seven. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Vaschanan, as every little child in Cheder know, they were the seven nations. You find that the Torah in Parshas Shoftim mentions six. Why six? Because the context over there is the mitzvah leisachayu kol neshama, hachrim tachrimim. And that never applied to Girgashi because Girgashi left. And then in Parshas Bo, you find five. Why five? Because there's Zok de Goyen. We're talking about Eretz Zav Eschal V'Dvash. Oh, Eretz Zav Eschal V'Dvash was only five. There was no six. But the Goyen's not finished. He says, the emes is, if you would ask me, you know what the real number should have been? The real number should have been 12. And it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, Ukna, he's the father of all the Knanim. Yalad, got agrois in mishpocha. So who are his children? Tzidon, Bechayroi, Veschais, of Chiti fame, Ves HaYevusi, Ves HaMoiri, Ves HaGirgashi, Ves HaChivi, Ves HaArki, Ves HaSini, Ves HaArvudi, Ves HaTzmuri. If your Rebbe would have asked you who the seven nations are, you would have said Arvudi and Smuri would have chaptu frask. Ves HaChamosi. And then Kanan was also mentioned as one of them, because we always mention Kanani, the father. So if you Keshbin, the father, Kanan, and his 11 sons, well, you're left with his 12. So the guy said, I don't understand. It's not five, it's not six, it's not seven, it's not 10. It should have been 12. What was with the other kids? They were Baklunim, they didn't get part of the Yerusha. They were left out of it. So how come they're not in Eretz Yisrael? So the guy said, he makes the Keshbin first, because there are different names mentioned here, how they correspond to the seven nations that we're familiar with. And he says the two extra ones are Tzidon and Sini. And he says the reason they're not mentioned, because they were both in Chutz La'aretz. Tzidon, Yarshin land, but a Yarshin land in Chutz La'aretz. Sini, Yarshin land, but a Yarshin land in Chutz La'aretz. So you're right, Canaan really had, between him and his sons, 12 lands. Two of them were in Chutz La'aretz, and they never had anything to do with what we know as Eretz Canaan with Eretz Yisrael. And really, Eretz Yisrael is made up of 10. The reason we know seven is because three of them are only going to get lost in love. Seven is what we got at that time. The reason sometimes we find six, sometimes we find five, that's the Vilna Gaon is Aderes Elyo. He explains each one, Bituv Tam, Kedarke B'Kodesh. Either way, that is the first part of this discussion. The second part of this discussion is, Mara says that the only part of Eretz Canaan that is Chayiv and Maishas, that's treated as Eretz Canaan, is the parts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe. But any land that Hashem didn't show Moshe, such as these three, Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Hashem didn't show it to Moshe. And being that Hashem didn't show it to Moshe, it's for that reason that it was never treated as being part of Eretz Yisrael with regards to the Chi of Maishas. Now this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Eretz Canaan to Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned in the Torah many times. It's mentioned in Parshas Vaschanon, it's mentioned in Parshas Vazoy Sabrocha, and there's a lot of interesting braid with regards to that, just a little bit of akdama. The Gemara says, in Masechtes Brochis, Daf Yudches Amid Beis. The Gemara there is discussing Mason, people that are not alive. Do they know what's going on in this world, or do they not know what's going on in this world? And it's a Sugya Rucha and Perik Misha Meso in Masechtes Brochis. And the Gemara there says as follows, Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hadar Bedam, Rabbi Shmuel Benachmini, Rabbi Yonasan, Minayim Mason, Shemesapim Zemze. How do you know that the Mason really know what's going on? They converse with each other. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem Elov. Hashem told Moshe, Zoisa Oretz, this is the land, Hashem Nishbati Lavrom Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov Vleimer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to enter Eretz Yisrael, but he sees Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem tells Moshe that this land is the land that I swore Tavrom, I swore to Yitzchak, I swore to Yaakov that I'm going to give their children. But he used the word lemar. Lemar always means azoy tzogin. Go tell lechemar. Zok to Gemara, my lemar. What does lemar mean? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. You know what lemar means? Hashem told Moshe, lechemar lehem. I want you to go to the Avos HaKedoshim. Go to Lavrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and tell them shvua shenishbati lechem. The shvua that I swore to you that you're going to get. Kvar ki amti alivnechem. I was already mekayim. Go tell Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that I have a choiv, I have a debt that I have to pay up. Because I swore that one day their grandchildren, starting already by the Bris Bein Hapsor, are going to get Eretz Yisrael. I didn't give it to them yet. Go tell them that Shvuah Sheneshbati Lochem, Kvar Ki Amtir. No, I already gave it. Zok to Gemara, if you're going to tell me that someone that died can't have any shaykhs with what's going on in this world, so what's going to happen? So Moshe's going to go tell them that anyway he's not going to know. Either way, that's the Gemara over there. It's not our sugya. In Kamakoyma, the Gemara is discussing Mason. They do know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. And the Gemara is a raya from Moshe, who was instructed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lecha Mar Lehem, I want you to go tell the Ovis that the Shvua, this promise that I made to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, I was Mekayim. Freak the Marsha, this Gemara is Tamua Ad L'moed. How in the world can Moshe Rabbeinu go before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and tell the Avos Shvua Shenishbati Lechem Kvar Ki Amtir? He wasn't Mekayim yet. The Shvua was going to be in the sky and when? When they were going to enter Eretz Yisrael, the times of Yeshua Menon. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know that the Shvua was in the sky. It's going to happen. But did it happen? Avada didn't happen. Azoy Freak the Marsha. So parenthetically, I saw the Chidah. The Chidah asks his kasha as well. And the Chidah says a gevaldig teretz based on a Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. And it's really a yesod. The Ramban says many times in his Pirush HaLaTorah. We know the rule, Maisa Ovis Simon Laban, that everything that the Ovis did during their lifetime was a microcosm of something much larger that was going to happen one day to his children. And the Ramban, throughout his commentary in Sefer Bereishis, points out that different uvdos van hagas that you find regarding the Ovis were related to something that was going to happen to Klal Yisrael in the future. The idea of Maisa Ovis Simon Labanim. So Avram Avinu would do something. The sight of it was because Klal Yisrael one day would do something very similar, much more manifest on a much grander scale. And Avram Avinu was ki'ilu living the life of his descendants, albeit on a very, very small scale. And the Ramban asks the obvious question. What's the point? Why in the world do you need Maisa Ovis Simon Laban? It sounds nice. It's nice, makes for nice Chumash Torah. But at the end of the day, like, for what reason? What's the Toyeles of Maisa Ovis Simon Laban? Zok Diramban, Vida, Ki Kol Gzeiras Irim, I'm going to tell you where you saw it. Every single Gzeira, anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to happen, any Nevuah that a Navi says, any Gzeira, Kashetetze Mikoyach Gzeira El Poyol Dimyoin, Tia ha'gzeira miskayemes al kol ponim. if there's a symbolic act of some sort that's done on this world to symbolize this gzeirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring, what it does is it makes it that there's no going back. You cross over to the dark side. At that point, it's absolutely, positively, automatically going to happen. So I'm also machzich ha-gzeirah, and then, because of chishbonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change the gzeirah. Sometimes a Navi will say something, and Hashem will change the nevuah. The Rambam has a famous shita with regards to nevuah. Toiva, nevuah, ra. But this is the Ramban talking, not the Ramban. Says the Ramban that very often nevuahs and gzeirahs could be neshapech. Mitzad eza siba. However, if there's a symbolic act that's done on this world to accentuate that gzeirah, at that point you can't go back. It's automatically going to happen. And says the Ramban, that's the yesoid of Ma'is Avosim Levon. Because Baruch Hu wanted that all these gzeirahs, these things that one day would happen to Klal Yisrael, they should have to happen. B'toyras hechrach. It shouldn't just be gzeirahs that maybe Ulai will happen. It has to happen. And the only way for that to be is if there'd be some symbolic act on this world that would be a mirror to that. That would make it automatically happen. He brings a raya, Yirmiyo HaNavi, when he wrote Sefer Eicha as a nevuah of what would happen if Klai Yisrael didn't do tshuva. So he gives Sefer Eicha to the Melech Yisrael at the time. And he tells him, I want you to burn it in a fire and say, Kocha Tishka Bav. Why'd have to throw it into a fire? Because it was that symbolic act that was going to make it behechrich that it has to happen. And that's the Yisrael, says in Ramban, of all Maisa Avis, similar bottom. Zok Techida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klai Yisrael that they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. There was a gzeirah, there were kama v'kama nevuahs. But Kalkama, Klai Yisrael didn't enter the land. Mechitesi, maybe it's not going to happen. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei al Rosh Ahar, go on top of the mountain, and I want you to gaze and steer at Eretz Yisrael, that was considered a symbolic act of Kivush Eretz Yisrael. It was a Maisa of a similar Bona Maza. So Zok Techida, at that point, it was automatically going to happen. Now Moshe Rabbeinu can go over to the office and say, Shfuah, Shenishpati, Kfar Kiyamtiyah, and it's not a Dvar Sheker, because at this point, it's guaranteed automatically going to happen. Zok Techida, that was the Yisrael of the real Moshe Rabbeinu. It was to make it happen. And that's why, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu looked at that point, Moshe can go with a straight face and tell the other Saktoshim that it's all good, that this shvuah is automatically happening. But the Marsha says a different teretz. Zok the Marsha, Kvar ki amtia livneichem. Zok the Marsha, gam shalei nichbesha adayin Eretz Yisrael, even though Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered at the time, mikol mokim kivin shekvar nichbesha Eretz Yichim v'oig. Being that Eretz Yichim v'oig were conquered, she mechlal Eretz Yisrael, v'gam hereyu Hashem l'moishas kol haaretz. And not just that, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael, ki mefurish l'me'ayikra, harei ki ilu kula nichbesha l'fneim. It's as if it was all conquered. Now, if the Marsha means the Chida, maybe that's what the Marsha means. But Marsha probably would have had to explain himself a little better if he meant to say the Chida. Marsha seems to be saying a davar nifla, that Moshe Rabbeinu, looking at Eretz Yisrael, steering at Eretz Yisrael, had some shaykhis with kibush Eretz Yisrael. And obviously, it's something that's tzarech bir. But I'll just tell you one davar nifla that I saw in the Zeus Liakiv, from Shmuel Yankiv Shlita. A brisker off. The pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Umeladcha, Umibesavicha, Elo Oretz Asher Erech. So Hashem doesn't tell Avram Avinu where to go. He tells him, I want you to go, food, Lech Lecha, where? Elo Oretz Asher Erech. The brisker off was medayik that later by the Parashat Akedah, Hashem has a very similar exchange with Avram Avinu. Hashem tells Avram, Kachna is binchas, yichidcha, shahaftas, yitzcha. Velech lecha, again, eloretz amayriya, where? Doesn't tell him. Valeo sham va'oila, alach ad ha'arim, asher oymarei lecha. And the Briskerov's diuk was that how come at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha it's eloretz asher ar'eko, and over here in Parshas Vayera it's alach ad ha'arim, asher oymarei lecha. So the Briskerov said, v'ruyin hadvarim l'misha amro. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu later in the parasha, in Parashas Lech Lecha, shows Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. V'Hashem Amar L'Avram, Achri Yiparad Loit Me'imosh, Sonei Necho, U're'e Min Amokim Asha'at Hashama, Tzafoyna V'negba, V'kedma V'yoma, Ki Eskol Ha'ores Asha'at Roya, L'cho Et Nena U'lezaracha Adoylam. Ki Eskol Ha'ores Asha'at Roya, look Avram, you know? Because everything that you see, you're going to be zoicha to get, you're ultimately going to yashin. Altabriskerov gezogt, that there was a tenai in Yerushas Ha'aretz, that Yerushas Ha'aretz was only going to happen for land that Avram Avinu saw. Ki es kol ha'aretz asher ad teroyu. What am I going to yarshin? Doesn't say from Nar Pros. No, it's not what it says. Ki es kol ha'aretz asher ataroya. That was the criteria. That means the real, the histaklus of Avraham Avinu and Eretz Yisrael wasn't just something arbitrary. It was very yisoidi. It was fundamental to the land that ultimately was going to be conquered, because it was dafka, the land asher ataroya daluchot nenel zarach adoylam. But anything that Avraham Avinu wasn't going to set his eyes on, he wasn't going to be zayichet to get. Hatabriskerov zogt that you see that the real played such an integral role of kivush Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was emphasized over here. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha meyartzecha umemeyladcha mibeis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. It was dafka el ha'aretz asher areka, the place that you're going to look, because that Riyah is not stam a Riyah ba'alma, but it's a Riyah that had a shaychus. You have to tighten it up a little better, but it's Riyah that had a shaychus with the kivush Eretz Yisrael. It's because wherever you're going to look is kol ha'aretz asher atarei l'chad nanu zarachadu. Ad kan divrei habriskerov. Hadrab Shmuel Yankiv gezog that yesh loymar haflav a fellow. We just learned the Gemara that the only land that was chayv ameiser were lands that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at. And we just said over Marsha and Brachas Yudches on the days where the Marsha says that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu saw Eretz Yisrael, he was able to go tell the Ovis and tell the Ovis that shvuah, that promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to you. He was Mekayim. What do you mean he was Mekayim? Wasn't Mekayim yet. The Teretz is because the Riyah of Moshe Rabbeinu was similar to the Riyah of Avraham Avinu, and just like Avraham Avinu's Re'iyah was poil, a chelik of the Kivush Eretz Yisrael, the Re'iyah, Doshteit Marsha, of Moshe Rabbeinu was also poil a Kivush. The two Re'iyahs mirrored each other. So there was an idea of Al-Aretz Asher Areka as it relates to Avraham Avinu. There was an idea of Moshe Rabbeinu's Re'iyah steering at Eretz Yisrael, because that was also going to be poil a little bit with regards to Kivush Eretz Yisrael. And he's mevirit a filu noch tiefer. Says we know that Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, is muchsekasi me'aviseinu, that Avraham Avinu yashin Eretz Yisrael. So on some level, Avraham Avinu already conquered Eretz Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael. We're going to learn some of these sugis later, Masechtas Bava Basra. Bava Basra, Daf Kuf, we learn King and Hiluch. Hashem told Avraham, Kum esalich la'aretz, la'arkul l'rachba. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Hiluch is a koina. You learn it from Avraham Avinu. It means Avraham Avinu was koina Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is muchsekasi me'aviseinu, something that you find in Shas many, many times. Mitzad Sheni, when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were koina, they were machzik in Eretz Yisrael. As if to say there were two kivushim, there were two chazokas that Klal Yisrael made in Eretz Yisrael. There was the chazok of Avraham Avinu, and then there was the chazok of Klal Yisrael. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv, just like the chazok of Avraham Avinu had to be preceded with the Riyah, with the staklus of a tzaddik. Who is the tzaddik? Avraham Avinu, ki es kol ha'aretz asher ataroya. So too the kivush, the chazaka, the klai Yisrael we're going to make many, many generations later in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it had to be preceded with the Riyah of a tzaddik. Who was Riyah the tzaddik? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. And you see, it wasn't stam Riyah ba'alma, because as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu sets gaze at Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to go now to the office and he can tell him that the shvuah that I made kiyamtem. But just one other ha'ara, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu davin tefilos kemini v'eschanan. He was dying to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu wouldn't let him, he didn't let him. Al-Toysef Dabri Eli. Hashem tells him at some point, stop davening. Rav Loch, you can't enter Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal say that tefillah poyel mechza. It's a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. That you see the koyach of tefillah. That Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his chosim and all his maitzim toivim, everything that he had, he couldn't poyel any sheiches to Eretz Yisrael. But he davened. Tefillah is kemini v'eschanan. And with the schos of his tefillahs, he was able to get something. Mechza. What was the mechza? The mechza was that he was able to see Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ebra nova era. He wanted to go and he wanted to see. Tefillah was poyel mechza, that even though he wasn't zeichet to Ebra no, but era he got. Alei roisha pisco v'soi necha yomo v'tzafoino v'seimono u'mizrocha u're'ei be'enecha ki lo yisavis yardin azeh. That much he did get. The era part he got. Because the tefillah was poyel mechza. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu was dying to go into Eretz Yisrael. So I saw recently a ha'orin of law in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. He brings this kasher from the Beis Yosef, the Morona Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo in his Sefer told us Yitzchak. He asked, why is it that you find that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was nigzar in him, that he wouldn't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, davin tefillahs, he was begging and crying. 515 tefillahs. Until finally, he was zoche at least to see Eretz Yisrael. Tefillah poyel mechza. Aharon HaKoyen also couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael. For the same reason, by the way. For the chet of the Meimariva. And loy motzinu, v'loy ro'inu, v'loy shamanu, that Aharon HaKoyen said even one tefillah to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why was it that Moshe was mispalut tefillahs kemiyah v'eschanan, and Aharon HaKoyen never davened? Such a posh at the kasha, but we never heard it. What a gaval the kasha. And the teretz is even better than the kasha. Hat Beis Yosef gezogt, and only Beis Yosef could say this. Aharon HaKoyen didn't feel the need to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Aharon HaKoyen, after he died, left over a son, Elazar Kohen Gadol. He had a son that was memalim mokam avosav. He had a son that he felt he'd be able to live through, live vicariously through. He didn't feel like it was all over when he died. There was a hemshach. The hemshach was Elazar Kohen Gadol. So you're right. I have unfinished business that I'm leaving on the table. But my son's going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Elazar Kohen Gadol. And through Elazar, I can live vicariously. I have a hemshach in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zoicha to leave children that were memalim mekoymoy. And being that he didn't have that hemshech the same way Aharon did, it's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if he himself wouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael, there was going to be some unfinished business left on the table. And that's why he said to Gegangen and Laban that he should enter Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Aharon, who didn't feel that way. I just wanted to shtel to a vart that I once heard from Yankee Whiteman. He told me a beautiful ksav sofer. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was nesava lemisasei shel Aharon. He wanted so badly to die in the same way that Aharon HaKohen died. And at first, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die the same way Aharon died. First of all, he probably died the same way. What does it mean? He was Nesava L'Misasoi Shel Aharon. But the Ksav Sofer Gizok Tadov Nifla. That if you look in the Pesukim and Parashas Chukas, when the Torah describes the events of Mises Aharon, says the Pasuk, Hashem tells Moshe, Kachas Aharon, Ves Elazar Benoi, take Aharon and his son Elazar, Va'aloisam Harahar, and ascend to the top of the mountain. Va'havshet as Aharon as Begodet, and I want you to take Aharon's clothing off. Ve'hubashtam as Elazar Benoi, and put them in Elazar. Va'aharon Yosef, Umeshem, and then Aharon's going to die, and that's where he's going to remain. Hot the Ksav Soifig Zok, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of? That Aharon HaKohen died, but he was able to take the clothing off his back, give it over to his son. He had a mamala mekoymoy. And that's something Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, because that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu knew he didn't have. And I just think that it's b'yeser b'yer, this Beis Yosef, this Dov HaNifla, Nisava Moshe L'misasa Shel Aharon. There are so many people, I'm sure everyone, they lie on their deathbed and there's regrets and what I could have done and what I should have done. There's always surveys done, what people think about before they die, what they would have done differently. But if someone who's memala, who has a memala mekoymoy, Aharon HaKohen had no regrets. You don't have to worry. Even enter Eretz Yisrael, which seems so obvious, even that Aharon didn't feel like he was leaving behind. He had an Elazar Kohen Gadol, and that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. And Moshe Rabbeinu b'shas misasa didn't feel that same feeling of contentness, of shlemus, that even though he's leaving the world, but he's leaving over memala mekoymoy, and that's the nesava Moshe l'misasa shel Aharon. Either way, on that note, we return to our regular program. Two Edim said Edus she'achlo shalosh shanim that Ruvein made a cheskas gibul shanav and imtzu zaymimin, and now they were found to be zaymimin. So two Edim walk in the bez and Ruvein and Shimon, and they say Levi was machzik in a certain bias in a certain field for 3 years, and then afterwards they say, how could you have seen this cheskas gibul shanim? For the last 3 years you were with us in Eretz Yisrael, you weren't here. Imanu yisim b'mal complainis. The halach is meshamalei zakah. They have to pay. Some interesting Rashbams here. Ayin Shah. Shnayim Barishaino. What if two Edim said Edis about the first year? So Reuven and Shimon said that somebody made a cheskas shana achas. And then Levi and Yehuda came and they said Shnia. And then Yisachar and Zvulun came and they said Shlisha. So the halach is Meshal Shemineh. If they're all found to be Huzam, so now you take the whole Chazaka, whatever exactly it was worth. Let's say this field was worth $10,000, and you divided amongst them. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, ve'echad mitzdarif imam. Three brothers could say edus together with somebody else. Meaning, it's possible for three brothers to say edus regarding a cheskas gimel shanim, as long as each one of the three brothers is being made for another year, and he has a kosher, someone that's not a karv, to be made with him. So if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, and Yehuda is not related to them, so Reuven and Yehuda could say the first year, Shimon and Yehuda could say the second year, and Levi could. Right. Okay, so the Gemara is going to talk about it tomorrow's daf. And they're considered, you would think, because it's one big thing. So, the Gemara. So, this next Gemara is Alam Desha Gemara. We'll go through the daf. It's a very straightforward Amid, and we'll speak out some rate tomorrow. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that said that two Edom could say Edus on the first, two Edom could say Edus regarding the second year, and another pair of Edom could say Edus regarding the third year, meaning you don't need the same two Edom to be made all 3 years. That halacha is the like Rabbi Akiva. Tanya learned to the Brayso of Rabbi Yosi. Kishal Achabah Chalafta it's Rabbi Yechamenuri. When I thought the Chalafta went to learn to Rabbi Yechamenuri, but Amir lost some. Rabbi Yechamenuri it's Abba Chalafta. Lumay Teira. Some Rabbi Yechamenuri went to Abba Chalafta. Either way, Amaloi he told him. Shachla Shana Rishayim Bifnei Shayim. If two of them saw somebody make a chazaka for 1 year, Shnei Bifnei Shayim somebody saw someone make a chazaka for a second. Shnei Bifnei Shayim somebody saw a chazaka for a third year. Ma, what's the halacha? Is it mitznayif or is it not mitznayif? Amaloi he told him I raise a chazaka. Amaloi he told him back Avani Yoyimer Kain. Echalto Echazoi. Elosh Rabbi Chiva Chayil B'Davi. Shnei Rabbi Chiva argues. Rabbi Kiva Omer, because Rabbi Kiva used to say, it says Al Pishnai made him Yakum Davar, and we learn from there Davar Veloy Chatzi Davar. Rabbi Kiva holds this is a Chatzi Davar, because the Davar would be all 3 years. You establish the Chazaka with Gimel Shana, and being that over here you don't have all 3 years, you only have 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. It's considered a Chatzi Davar. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, who clearly argue with Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechemenuri, Abba Chalafta. What did they hold? How did they darshan chatzi davar? Says the Gemara. Hay davar v'le chatzi davar. My avdil e'ilema says the Gemara. Maybe it's coming to your mind something else. L'mute echad eme begavav echad eme achas bekreso. Discussing a girl we're trying to establish as a gedoyla, as a naira. So when does she turn a naira? Not when she turns 12, but when she brings shtei simanim. When she turns 12, there's the chazaka of the rabba. We assume she probably brought 2 simanim. But really, the simon of godless is not turning 12, the simon of godless is really shtei simanim. Now the halacha is, usually when you think of simanim, you think of them ba'isim makim. But the halacha is that there's a mandama that holds that if she has a simon begaba on her back, that would also be considered a saira. So if she had one saira begaba, ba'isim makim, and she had one, fakaret, but gaba in her back, and she had another simon, another saira bekresa, the halacha is there'd be mitztarif. So what would be the case if 1 aid said, I saw a Saira Bigaba. And another aid would say, I saw a Saira Bikresa. So maybe that's the case that the Rabbanan say is not a good aid. That's meaning we can't establish her as a Gedaila. Because we learn from Al Pishnai made him Yakum Davar for Loi Chatzi Davar. But the Gemara says, Hai Chatzi Davar? Chatzi Edusi. That's not a Chatzi Davar. That's a Chatzi Edus. Why? Because at the end of the day, you have 2 aidim regarding one. Each one saw one. So if you mitzdarif the 2 aidim, you have 2 aidim that saw one. But at the end of the day, you need 2 aidim to see 2, not 2 aidim to see 1. So that's not chatzi davar. That's pashut that it wouldn't work. I don't need davar to be mamayitan. Elo says the Gemara, l'muti shnayim oimrim achas pegaba, v'shnayim oimrim achas pekresa. It's negeya, we're 2 aidim, not 1. 2 aidim said I saw 1 saira pegaba. 2 aidim said I saw 1 saira pekresa. It's in that case where we're going to be mema'et the edus. It's not going to work because each person is saying a chatzi davar. You're saying 1 saira and you're saying 1 saira. It's for that reason it's not going to work. Now the Rashbam and Tosfos both asked the obvious question, and this is where all the raid flows from. This is also a Gemara, incidentally, in Perek Meruba, Bavakamba Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and there's a Tosfos over there in Perek Meruba that mirrors this raid, this Rashbam, and this Tosfos over here. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that the Tana of our Mishnah, who's not Rabbi Akiva, we know that, but the Tana of our Mishnah, who's either Rabbi Chalafta, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, or the Stam Chacham, they hold that if 2 Eidim would say Eidus that we saw someone make a Chazaka for 1 year, and then another 2 Eidim would say we saw a Chazaka for another year, and another 2 Eidim would say we saw a Chazaka for a third year, the Eidim would all be Mitztarif, we would have Eidim on Cheskes Givul Shana. And that's not Nisma'id from Apishnai, made them Yakum Dover, V'loi Chatzi Dover. Stating that, if 2 Eidim would say Achas Begaba, we saw 1 Saira Begaba, and another 2 Eidim would say Achas Bekresa, then the halacha is, they wouldn't be Mitztarif. That's Dover, V'loi Chatzi Dover. Frag the Rishonim, what's the difference? In Lumbus, how do you understand the difference between the two cases? What's the difference between made on 1 year of 3 years or being made on 1 Saira? So Rashbam says, on Mechudish the Gibshat, the Rashbam says that the only time we can establish a girl as being a Gedoyla is if she has Shtei Sairos, and the 2 Sairos were seen Bevas Achas. So if Bevas Achas Edom saw 2 Sairos, she wouldn't be a Gedoyla. Which means that when the 2 Edom saw the Achas Begaba, it has to be that they could have seen the Achas Bekresa, and vice versa. Because if they couldn't have seen it at the same time, that means she didn't have the Cyrus Bavas Achas, she didn't have the Cyrus Bavas Achas, she wouldn't become a Gedoyla. Being that the case therefore must be, where 2 Eidim were looking from the front, and 2 Eidim were looking from behind, and that's why each one saw 1 Saira, it comes out that each Eid didn't see all they could have seen. Meaning at that time that you saw 1 Saira, you really could have seen another Saira. You would have had to have been able to see another Saira. Because if you couldn't have seen the other Saira, Zaysay Merish, she didn't have both Cyrus. And if she didn't have both Cyrus, Bevas Achas, even if she has one today and the other one tomorrow, that wouldn't make her into a Gdailah. The only time, says the Rashbam, there's a chesaron in davar v'lechatzi davar, is when you could have seen more and you didn't see more. That's chatzi davar. But when you saw everything you could have seen, even though it's a chatzi davar, that's not going to be considered chatzi davar. So achas begava v'achas bekreisa, it's muchrach that each kat edim didn't see everything there is to see. Because it's poshet that she had the gaba and the kreis at the same time. If she didn't have it at the same time, she wouldn't be established a gedolah. If two edim saw the gaba, two edim saw the kreisa, that means each pair of edim could have seen more, they didn't see more, that's davar v'lechatzi davar. But cheskes kibul shonim, in this year, 2017, you could only see cheskes 2017, 2018, you can see what happens in 2018. 2019, you can see what happens in 2019. But there's no chesaron in 2017 to 18 that would say, I saw Reuven being machzik in this field 2018. Why did you see 2018? Why? Because I'm not in the future. I'm in the present. So you didn't leave anything. It's not pshat that you didn't see something that you could have seen. So even though Be'etzim was a chatzidah, but that's not called a chatzidah. As always, Dr. Rashbam. Taisva says that the Rashbam shtickle is a little bit of a chiddush. And he says, if you had asked me, I would have said a much pashat of pshat. I would say the pshat is because one sire is insignificant lahalacha. If a girl has one sire, it's nothing. Either you have two sires or you have no sires. One sire, there's no chatzishir. There's no significance in having one sire. So each edus in it for itself is worthless. If you have two, it's something. But being that each one is saying nothing, so zero plus zero is zero. There's no chashivus to the edus at all. As opposed to a chazaka. If two edim walk into Bezin and say, Reuven was living on this field for 1 year, that edus has a lot of chashivus, a very important edus. You know why? Because if we're even if we're not mitzdarefit, meaning, let's say from a cheskes gibel shanim standpoint, it's a chatzi davar, but it means that Reuven was eating someone else's pears for 1 year. If we don't have a cheskes gibel shanim, meaning we find out that it wasn't Reuven's field, Reuven's not going to have to pay Shimon, right? We had the Gemara at the beginning of the parak, where the Gemara discussed the halachis, if somebody brings to Aiden that he was in a field for 1 year or 2 years. So not only does it not benefit him, that was Naskid the Rababa, right? It ends up working against him because now it comes out that you ate somebody else's fruit that you weren't allowed. It's if you have Gimel Shanim, then it's Gevaldik, then they help you. But if you could bring Aiden that saw you eat there for 2 years, they got you into trouble. So the Eidos that says that Reuven was on this field for 1 year has a chashivus. I feel on the cheskes gibel. You're right. Klape cheskes gibel shanim. Maybe it's a chatzidah. But there's a chashivus for the Eidos, again, because it would mean that if there was no cheskes gibel shanim, adarabo, now Reuven has to pay Shimon back the pears that he ate. It's for that reason it wouldn't be considered a chatzidah. But either way, pashim shan in the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit. Because the Gemara says that two eidim about 1 year, two eidim second, 2 years, 3 years is not a chatzidah. But shnayim eidim achas begabav, achas bekreisa, that would be considered a chatzidah. The Gemara doesn't explain what the chilik is. So for that, we need the gedolei rishonim. Incidentally, these two pshatim that are brought here are the same two pshatim that Tosfos brings a perek meruba. Again, there's a lot of nice raid here. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. One final Gemara. If one aide comes and says that Reuven was machzik in a field for 3 years, so the Bezin starts cross-examining him. Really? What do you see him eat for 3 years? I saw him eating chitim. 3 years he was eating the chitim on this field. And then Shimon walks into Bezin, or the other aide walks into Bezin, and he says, Achlas Ayrim. I saw, yeah, Reuven was machzik 3 years. Really? First they get guessing. He was eating barley. He was eating sairim. Talochas harezu chazaka. Fake the Gemara. Harezu chazaka. Why should it be a chazaka? They're contradicting each other. Oh, someone says, I know what you're going to tell me. The reason it's chazaka is because we assume that they're not really contradicting each other. Reuven, the first eight saw 3 years. The second eight saw 3 years. It was different 3 years. But the bottom line is, you have two edim saying edus about 3 years. Let's say one eight saw 1, 3, and 5. The other eight saw years 2, 4, and 6. The bottom line is you have two edim. But fake the Gemara, we know that's not true. Maskel Rav Nachman, Omei Yata, Echodei Me'ochle Rishon Yashish V'chamishis. Ve'echodei Me'ochle Shni Revis V'shishis. Hochi Namid Avi Chazaka. And we know it's not a Chazaka. Let's look at the Gemara. Omei Rav Yehuda, Chi Hashto. What Shaychis? Hossam over there. B'shas L'gamas and Mal L'gamas and Mar. You're right, over there, they're clearly not saying edus about the same 3 years. Hochov, Chavai B'chad Shasa Komasadi. We could assume that the saying edus about the same 3 years. What are you going to tell me? Well, he saw chitim, he saw sairim, ben chitim sairim, lava that tayudin. People are not so medactic. They don't. He thought it was chitim, and he thought it was sairim. Who was right? I don't know who was right. But the bottom line is, it's not considered a hakrasha. We began the fifth and the final week of Perek Cheskes Abatim. So by the end of this week, we'll already be learning the fourth Perek in Masechtas Bava Basra, cruising along, Perek Amoriches Abayis.